Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, I got one hell of an episode for you guys today. So without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently there were reports of a fight between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole in practice, and that Draymond Green had struck him. But then eventually footage of this fight that happened in practice between the two ended up leaking. Now they had a fight in their practice, but there was an even bigger fight that had taken place on Twitter. So I made a simple tweet, and people went crazy over it. Now apparently, a lot of people got triggered by the comment that I made. All I simply said, and here is the exact quote, "Jordan Poole started it by pushing him. Draymond Green finished it. Poole should have kept his hands to himself." Now this led to people replying to me getting triggered, talking all kinds of shit in their replies, including Eddie Johnson, a former NBA player and current commentator for the Phoenix Suns. Now, I'm going to address that later on, but for the others that were saying stuff, to be honest, I didn't really care. It was just a bunch of no-names on the internet that were just in their feelings. To be honest with you, I found the whole thing to kind of be hilarious, and that includes a lot of the replies that I was getting. Now, of course, I'm going to break down what happened in the actual fight, give my thoughts on it, and then I'm going to respond to some of the people that got triggered. But especially that clown Eddie Johnson. And I'm also going to share my takeaways and what we can all learn from an incident like this. But before I do, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Now let's go. Now as you can see there's no audio. So we don't know what's being said. But here's what we do see. We see Draymond Green get in Jordan Poole's face. And we see this kind of stuff happen all the time. People get in each other's faces. It happens in school, public places, but it especially happens on basketball courts. Now the people on Twitter were saying to me that Draymond getting in his face was an act of violence. Now how is that violent? Now, if you want to say it's an intimidation tactic, sure. If you want to call it a provoking method, sure. But it's not an act of violence. Now, growing up, I was always taught that if someone comes in your face sticking their chest out, you do the exact same. And the person who initiates the contact, whether it's pushing or punching, that is the person that starts the fight. So if you retaliate, you're not at fault. But apparently, I grew up in a different generation. I mean, this is the same era that says silence is violence. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but that's a whole conversation for another time. So Poole pushes Draymond, and Draymond responds by punching him, and then he hit Poole with that one-piece chicken tender with no biscuit on the side. Now this is another thing that people had a problem with, the actual punch itself. And they have a problem with the fact that this was being done to a teammate. Now granted, a punch is an overreaction to a push. But once the contact is initiated, you can't tell someone how to respond. Now I believe that Draymond knew by going into his face that he could lure Poole into hitting him so he could then retaliate. Because Draymond, I believe, was brought up similarly to how I was brought up in that playground. And the rules were to never be the first to hit. The first one who hits is the one who gets in the most trouble. And a punch? Listen, players do this all the time. Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr. Shaq and Kobe threw punches that missed each other. And it happens. This is common. And you know what's so crazy to me? That if Jordan punched Steve Kerr in today's era, he would have been given so much vitriol and he would have been called toxic, a locker room cancer, the same things that they're calling Draymond now. And to me, that's just crazy how much times and our perceptions of these things have changed. And another thing that people were saying in my replies that I saw very often is that Draymond sucker punched him. How was that a sucker punch? They were literally in front of each other the whole time. Now, a sucker punch is clearly when someone is hitting someone with a punch that they do not see coming. So if Jordan Poole was not looking at him, or let's just say the play had resumed, and then while in the middle of that play, Draymond ran up on him and punched him, 110%, that would be a sucker punch. But the fact that they were in each other's face, he pushed him, they're face to face with each other, and then he throws a punch, that's not a sucker punch. Now, the real issue here is that Jordan Poole did not have his hands up to defend himself. He had his arms lowered and to his sides the whole time. So because he wasn't protecting himself, that allowed Green to be able to squarely hit him right in the face. And thankfully, Jordan Poole did not get injured. He didn't break his jaw, break his nose, or anything like that. But when he was in that situation and Green was in his face, he had four options. So the first is he could have also squared up and stuck his chest out. Tell Draymond to do something. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Do something. This will either force Draymond Green to have to make the first move and initiate contact, or is it, they're just going to keep going back and forth until the teammates eventually come and break it up. The second option is that instead of pushing Draymond Green, he could have just punched him the same way Draymond punched him. So he should have led with a punch. But if he had done it that way, similarly to with the push, he would be the aggressor. And the third option is he could have done what he had already did, which is push him. But now look how that turned out for him. So the fourth option, and the one that not many people seem to be talking about, is he could have just walked away from the situation. Now, this one people don't really like, because a lot of times people are driven by their ego, they're driven by their pride, and they have a self-image problem. So they believe that walking away makes them soft. But you can easily say, you know what? You're not worth it. You're not worth this energy. You're beneath me. And just walk away. Leave that person there arguing with themselves. And this can only work if Jordan Poole is not the one who started talking shit. And again, without the audio, we're missing a lot of context. So we don't know who is the aggressor and who initiated it. But understand this. If you're the one that starts talking shit, and then the person that you're directing it to gets mad and they come in your face, then you do not have the option to walk away. That just makes you a. And you can't walk away after being the one that starts the problem. But if someone brings a problem to you, right, you could just choose not to engage. But the people in my mentions that were coming at me clearly don't get it or see it this way. And the fact that I got over 700 people to like my tweet versus the 400 something replies that I got of people who were triggered, that tells me that there are more people who agree with me than the soy boys who don't agree with me. And there are also a lot of people in my mentions too that did actually agree with where I was coming from, and they saw it from my perspective. But the vast majority of people in there were angry. And now, again, I don't care about the people that were angry, but this leads me to Eddie Johnson. You swagless Vegeta hairline having clown. He had the nerve to say this to me on Twitter. Now, clearly, in the first sentence, he agrees with what I'm saying. But he just doesn't like that it is between teammates. Now, like I said, banter happens in the locker room all the time, especially on championship teams. Look at the 90s Bulls dynasty. Look at the dynasty Lakers from the early 2000s. This kind of banter is normal. People get in each other's face all the time, right? Sometimes it leads to blows. Other times they just stay in each other's face, they argue, and then it breaks off and people move on. But you would think, as a former professional basketball player, he would know something like that. but he couldn't get out of his own feelings. But then again, you've never played in an all-star game, and you've never even won a championship. So you lack the qualifications and the expertise to even know anything about that. Now, I don't care about anyone on Twitter, but for someone like him to call me dumb, that I don't appreciate. Now, I'm an author of 4 books, a university graduate, and I run a successful podcast. So put some respect on my name, bro. And you're a former NBA player and a current commentator for the Phoenix Suns. So as someone who is a media professional, do you consider what you said to be professional conduct? Now, is this the kind of conduct that the Phoenix Suns, Bally Sports Arizona, and Sirius XM, you know, your employers, do they allow this kind of conduct? And this just goes to show how fragile and emotional people have become. But hey, maybe this emotionality problem that you have, maybe that's why you've never been an all-star, why you've never been a champion, and why you've never even made it to the Hall of Fame. Now that's enough of that Vegeta hairline looking clown. Here's the deal. This kind of banter happens all the time in the NBA. And no one ever pushes the other person. They just go in each other's face, they argue, and then people break it up and then they move on with their lives. So Jordan Poole didn't need to push Draymond in that situation. But if you don't believe me that things like this happen in the NBA all the time, have a look for yourself.
Foul, no taunting. Come on, guys, you gotta catch some of this stuff.
And watch, forehead to forehead. Looked like a weigh-in.
I understand the competitive nature of teams playing against Giannis and not allowing it to get to the iron, but you got to call. If they're going to talk like that, you got to do something about it.
Well, officials are going to have to step in sooner or later as these former star teammates join at it.
Because of LeBron's comments the other night, Neil Kinney got involved or in front of LeBron and gave him a little shove, and a little shove.
Oh, man.
And here comes the police force.
Right.
Oh, look at Ace Cannon.
Yeah, see, Cannon, he should be the one that should be thrown out.
I agree.
He incited the riot right there.
He wasn't even in the play.
He wasn't even in the play. And see, this is where referees have to take control of the game.
And they have to know
what's going on out there.
What's been
now, as you just saw, it's been happening for the longest time. Once Poole pushed him, that initiated the physical contact. Now, getting in someone's face and talking shit is not physical violence. And if it's so bad, then why didn't the team suspend him? Because they see nothing wrong with it the way that these people on the internet do. Now, Draymond apologized. He'll more than likely get fined for it if he didn't already. And then he's going to take Poole out for dinner, they're going to chill, they're going to talk it out, and then everything will be over with. This kind of thing happens. Now, is it an intimidation tactic? Sure. Can it be done to provoke someone? Sure. Now, I believe that Draymond did it to provoke Poole into hitting him so he can retaliate. But that's it. Now, here are my takeaways on this. I personally don't like that it happened. I don't like violence, and I don't condone violence. Now, I can understand if it's combat sports like boxing or MMA or UFC, but in general, this type of stuff, I don't like. And I can also understand that there are certain instances where violence is necessary, but I didn't think violence was necessary in this case from either side. Again, there's no audio, so we don't really know what was said. Now, there are reports out there that Jordan Poole has been getting cocky, right? You hear Klay Thompson beat him in a 3-point competition and how he needed to be humbled. Now, it very well could be that Jordan Poole was feeling himself too much, that he started barking at Draymond, and then Draymond felt that he wanted to put Jordan in his place. It's very possible, because there are reports out there that Jordan Poole was trying to clown Draymond Green over a contract extension, and that the organization basically was valuing Jordan Poole over Draymond. Now, these are the things that he was alluding to in practice while they're having their banter going back and forth. So would I be surprised if that was the case? No, I wouldn't. But again, I wasn't there, and there's no audio in the video. So we really don't know what was being said. So a lot of context is missing. So we can sit here, we can speculate on what it was, but overall, I don't like it. It could have just stayed at banter. In this situation, nobody involved looks good. Draymond looks bad, right? He's going to be viewed as emotional, as a bully, and all of the other stereotypes that are typically used on black men to portray us as violent. And Poole looks bad for getting knocked out like that. You make the guy look soft. And the thing is, if you're going to push someone like that, then you have to be ready for that type of action. But it shouldn't have even gotten to that point where he pushed him in the first place. And this is just one of those situations where everyone involved looks bad. And plus, I don't like that it is two black men who play for the same team and are teammates fighting one another. Now, we have a lot of internal conflict, and we need to find more productive ways to solve them than it just leading to violence. There's too much pride, too much ego, and there's too much insecurities that are rampant in society, but also in our community. And this will only further feed that stereotype of blacks being violent, blacks being emotional. So I don't like that this incident will be used as fuel for that kind of narrative. And it's ridiculous to me that this narrative exists, because hockey has fights all the time, but no one ever puts a label on their athletes as being emotional or being violent. But it's something that sticks to black athletes. It's unfair, it's an injustice, but it is the reality of the situation. So I would have wished that both men could have done better in this kind of situation, right? So it's a lose-lose for everyone that's involved. You know, like Jay-Z says, nobody wins when the family feuds. So I didn't like that this feud had to get to this point and that this had to be the outcome. But that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like the video on the way out and subscribe to the channel. You can also follow me on Instagram, and you can check out my books. The link will be in the description. Until next time. Oh, and P.S. Eddie Johnson, you're a clown. You guys take care.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.